It's Outside the Box, trying not to be what you'd expect. Today's topic is, we're an oligarchy. That's right, it's official. The United States is not a democracy. It's an oligarchy. That means that a wealthy and powerful few have practically all the power in this country. The rest of us have influence approaching zero. Nada. Zilch. This may not be news to a lot of people, but researchers Martin Gillens from Princeton University and Benjamin Page from Northwestern have declared it, and they have the numbers to prove it. Their report is titled, Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens. Page and Gillens looked at a total of 1,779 public policy votes, where they compared the influence of the wealthy and influential groups versus mass-based groups on the final decision. Their data showed that, while mass-based organizations and popular attitudes did have some clout in the early 80s, they have almost none now. And it doesn't matter much who's in the White House or Congress. It's the same bunch, the 1%, mostly male and light-skinned, which really calls the shots. The author's conclusions were, quote, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy, end quote. It's not just the 2010 Supreme Court decision in Citizens United, where corporations can now spend unlimited funds on campaigns and legislation, the report emphasizes. Our so-called democracy has been deteriorating for at least 3 decades. For example, although fewer than 1% of U.S.ers supported a bailout of banks after the 2008 financial collapse, the banksters have come out unscathed. Between 83% to 91% of the public supports mandatory background checks for gun sales, but we have no national legislation. Almost everyone worries about carbon emissions and climate disruption, but almost no action has been taken. Policies with over 80% public support were approved only 43% of the time, less than half, according to the report. Whatever the rich and powerful want is what we apparently get, whether we want it or not. If the public supports a law or policy and it goes into effect, the researchers suggested, it's because enough of the oligarchs support it as well. So what can we make of this revelation that most of us are powerless to influence our government and our country? That anything we do pales in comparison to what a small but powerful 1% has to say? It makes me wonder whether I should bother to vote. Did that letter I sent to a congressional office, or petition I signed, or letter to the editor I sent to a local paper, or that rally I joined, really make a difference? Should I spend my time doing something more productive than tilting at windmills? Should I follow Timothy Leary's advice and, quote, turn on, tune in, and drop out, end quote? Can I disassemble the structures of power so that my vote does count, my letters and appeals are heard, the rally does make a difference? I'm sure it can be done, but it won't be easy with a stacked deck and a playing field that isn't level. We do have people power if we're united against the oligarchs and not split into left, center, and right. We have economic influence if we stop buying the products that keep some oligarchs wealthy. The hard part will likely be accepting the fact that we live in an oligarchy and finding a strategy to tear it down. and then leveling the playing field and unstacking the deck. A few ideas for doing that might be raising income taxes back to the 1950s level of 90%, getting money out of politics, and engaging in other strategies to reverse the trend towards greater inequality that we're experiencing now. Do you think the U.S. is really an oligarchy rather than a democracy? If not, what would you call it? I'm Larry Danziger, planning to call our country an oligarchy from now on.